now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
We're just a few days away from the launch of a new baseball season. Across the area, from Woodbine in the west to Whiteford in the east, from the Hereford zone up north all the way to Harwood in the south, there's no consensus about how to approach this Orioles campaign. Opening day is almost upon us, Thursday in fact. And when Dylan Bundy throws the first pitch against Minnesota, it will be difficult to know exactly how to feel about Orioles baseball 2018. The optimists will point out that the Birds return a potent batting attack. The middle of the order looks as fierce as anyone's in the American League, even mighty Houston or the Yankees. Manager Buck Showalter will have at his disposal five players who all have hit 20 home runs in a season, from shortstop Manny Machado, to second baseman Jonathan Scope, to first baseman Chris Davis, to center fielder Adam Jones, to designated hitter Mark Trumbo. Scope is coming off a season in 2017 in which he hit 32 home runs, 105 RBIs, with a batting average of .293, all career highs. He's a budding superstar, and at age 26, could be an anchor of the club's lineup for years to come. And the Orioles have a bona fide leadoff hitter for the first time in years in third baseman Tim Beckham, who was borderline brilliant after he was traded to Baltimore in midseason from Tampa Bay. And now for the other side, the pessimist view. While the Orioles shed two-fifths of a starting pitching rotation that had the highest ERA in baseball in 2017 with the welcome departures of Wade Miley and Ubaldo Jimenez, they didn't exactly replace them with the modern versions of Jim Palmer and Dave McNally. General Manager Dan Duquette signed Andrew Kashner, who was a .500 pitcher last year with Texas. That 11-11 record was the second best of his career, and he had shoulder issues last year. Duquette then made a late signing last week, getting former Tampa Bay pitcher Alex Cobb to sign a four-year, nearly $60 million contract. Cobb threw a career high in innings last year, which was his first full season after missing all of 2015 and most of 2016 with reconstructive elbow surgery. The Orioles will be counting on Bundy and Kevin Gausman to continue to grow while hoping that former ace Chris Tillman returns to form. They'll also have to wait for All-Star closer Zach Britton to come back from an Achilles tendon tear sometime in June. So, removing optimism and pessimism, what's the takeaway? Well, with Machado and Jones, among others, in their final contractual year with the Orioles, there's reason for fans to hope that they will play with motivation to get big 2019 contracts, and that fire will drag the rest of the club along. There's also reason to question if there's enough pitching to make this work. Separate the optimism and pessimism, and you get the reality of what feels like a .500 season. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com, and follow me on Twitter at sportsatlarge. Until next week, for all of us here, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.